Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by some of the Miss Carbon County royalty. We got Junior Miss Taylor Brower. We got Little Miss Paisley Jenkins and Mini Miss Adeline Jones. It's always a pleasure to get you guys here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. It's fun. And, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet one because this is kind of our wrap-up interview with you guys. You guys have been doing this for a little over a year now. It's been quite the journey for you guys, I'm sure. So, Taylor, let's start with you. Being kind of the oldest of this trio, you've had a little more responsibility falling. You've had to do your service initiatives, day of service, things like that. So what did you do for your day of service?
Well, I have a platform called the Little Voice Movement, and it's built around making sure that kids and teens speak up, stand out, and spark positive change with their voices. So for my day of service, I went to the 4th and 5th grade classes and taught them about self-confidence, because when I was in the 5th grade, there was a group of kids that were bullying me, and it dropped my self-confidence level, and I didn't know who to go to. So I made a confidence slideshow with tips on it that they can share with other people about self-confidence, and with kindness cards. We made kindness cards with each other, so then they can pass them around, and making sure that everybody feels kind and nice and feel confidence that day.
You know, I've really loved this emphasis on kindness and confidence that you've put on throughout your tenure as Junior Miss Carbon County. It's a great thing to help get these kids as young as elementary and middle school, get them involved, start building that self-confidence up, because that's when it really starts to matter in your life. So looking back at your whole time as Junior Miss Carbon County, what do you think's been your favorite memory, your favorite part of this whole experience?
I loved at the beginning of the year with Kiwanis Up for Santa. I just loved seeing the little kids when we went to go drop off their presents to them, letting them see their happy faces, being like, oh, Santa Claus got me all these presents this year. And it was really a good experience.
Now, as you kind of look towards the future, what comes next for you after you give up the sash and crown? What comes next for you, Taylor?
I'm going to Miss Utah's Teen Volunteer in October, and it's a different pageant system, unlike Carbon County, but it's built around service, and I'm just really excited to go at the state level.
And, you know, you've always struck me as someone who's willing to get out there and serve, and you always want to get out there and serve, and I think that speaks highly to your character. Now, if you can look to the future, the next person to pick up the sash and crown, take the title of Junior Miss Carbon County, what advice would you give them for their time as they're getting started?
I would just say, use your time wisely and just have fun and make as many connections as you can, because these little sash sisters that you will have are crazy fun, and they really will just keep you on your toes and keep you laughing throughout the whole thing. So just make the good experiences now.
Now, Taylor, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just use your voices for good and make sure everybody feels confident and that you are being kind to others. And I'll see you later.
Well, Taylor, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thank you for all the hard work you've done as Junior Miss Carbon County.
Thank you.
Again, that was Junior Miss Carbon County, Taylor Brower. And we're going to kick it now to Little Miss Paisley Jenkins. Paisley, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, isn't it crazy how it's been a year where you've had the crown, you've had the sash, you've had a lot of time to enjoy being Little Miss Carbon County. What's been your favorite memory of it? You know, you've done a lot. You've been to lots of parades. You've done lots of volunteer work. What's been the favorite part for you?
My favorite part was just serving our community and making a lot of friends along the way, especially with my sash sisters, because they are the best.
Now, and I think you guys do become great friends over this year-long period that you spend together, because you do a lot together. You're at parades, you're at the ribbon cuttings, you get a lot of time to interact with each other, and I'm sure that's grown into a bond that you're going to cherish forever. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, if you could look at the next Little Miss Carbon County, you know, she's about to get the crown, she's about to get the sash, what advice would you give her to kind of encourage her as she starts this journey?
The advice I would give her would be, if you don't know your sash sisters yet, you're gonna gain a big bond with them, because I didn't really know Shalice, Berkeley, or Addie, but I kind of knew Taylor, but not really. But we've grown a big bond together.
You know, that bond is always something special. Now, Paisley, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
No.
Paisley, it's always been a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time, as always, and good luck on those next steps for you. You're going to do great things in life. Thank you for taking the time.
Yep.
Again, that was Little Miss Carbon County, Paisley Jenkins. rounding out our fun little trio today. We are joined by Mini Miss Adeline Jones. Adeline, always fun to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. You know, it's been a fun year for you, I'm sure. I mean, we always talk about what the most fun part of your time as Mini Miss Carbon County has been. And, you know, you always mention the parades. You love the parades. Has that stayed true as you get closer to the end, or has something else popped up as your favorite?
I love the parades.
You can't go wrong with them. I mean, it's fun walking down, or I guess in your case, riding down the main streets, waving to all the people, hearing them cheer for you. It's got to be such a fun experience. Now, as you kind of look back on your time in this role, what do you think the biggest growth you've had has been, I guess, in the sense of what's been the biggest thing you've learned during your time as Mini Miss Carbon County?
Having fun and enjoying your time.
You know, you guys seem to have a whole lot of fun. I don't think I've ever seen any of you anywhere without a big smile on your face. You guys always seem so happy, so joyous, and it's always such a good time. Now, Adeline, let's ask the same question for you. In a few weeks, you're going to have someone taking up the crown, taking up the sash of Mini Miss Carbon County. What advice would you give to them as they kind of step into this role?
I would give them always being confident in themselves and think they can win.
And, you know, I think that's the best mentality you could have. That's something that, even outside of this, if you carry that mentality, having confidence, wanting to win, you're going to go far in life. And, Alan, I guarantee that's going to be the case for you. You've done an excellent job as Mini Miss Carbon County. Well, Adeline, it's always been a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time, as always. And thank you for all the hard work you've done as Mini Miss Carbon County. And, again, we were talking to a trio from the Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization, Junior Miss Taylor Brower, Little Miss Paisley Jenkins, and Mini Miss Adeline Jones. They're about to end their time in these roles, and we'd like to give, again, a big thank you to them for all the hard work that they've done in our community. They've done so much, whether it be parades, ribbon cuttings, days of service. They've done so much for us. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.